Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
I don't think I have to tell you what effect the pandemic has had on small businesses everywhere. You know, I think about, you know, my family, my grandparents owned a small business. They owned a little grocery store, corner store in Washington, D.C. back in the day. My dad was a small business owner. My wife runs a small business out of our house. She has one employee. Mm-hmm. And just seeing all of these small business owners and the challenges that they've had to face, like you can't even have your employees come to work, right? And so there's a thing out there called the Barstool Fund. It was started by Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports, where he said, listen, if the government's not going to help out, I'm going to try and help out. And he just asked.
Restaurants were hit hardest of all.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, with the rules and the regulations mm-hmm. and the fact that small business owners still could work from home, or you can't open a restaurant if they don't let you.
Right.
So we've watched, you know, throughout this year, some of our favorite places go under and never mm-hmm. going to come back. And it's tragic.
So people have been donating to his Barstool Fund. A couple of businesses locally. I've seen barbershops and restaurants mm-hmm. and dive bars. Everybody getting involved. And we have a friend that donated $1 million to the Barstool Fund. Good morning, Ernie Bach Jr.
Hey, Ernie.
Good morning.
$1 million. How do you give $1 million? Do you Venmo it to Dave? What do you
write it? There's a limit on the Venmo. But.
How does that work?
You wire it.
You do. You have to wire $1 million.
You wire it. I talked to him, got a hold of him, and he's just doing such an amazing job in the devastation of the small business and the family business. Small mm. businesses and family businesses are the backbone of the U.S. economy. So I just felt compelled. I had to do it. So I talked to him, and he had the money in 10 minutes.
Wow.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like there's like fancy people in suits sitting in your vaults to wire $1 million.
No, you actually just press a couple buttons and you're gone.
Look, you ever paid a bill online? Same thing. But Ernie, you didn't just stop there. You decided to go around to some local businesses and do the 2021 challenge by tipping $2,021. What made you decide to go do that?
That was the night before. That was Wednesday. Mm. Because the restaurants are just, my favorite restaurant in Norwood closed down. Mm. And we don't have many great restaurants in Norwood. No offense to people in Norwood. We don't have, you know, and it was horrible. And I, you know, pre-pandemic, I went to dinner, not a lot, but enough. And I love the service. They're awesome. I've always been a decent tipper. And I just woke up one morning and said, this is ridiculous. I have to do something. Mm-hmm. So I called a couple of my friends, Greg Hill and Blackie, because I don't really know the bars that much. We really went to bars when we did it. And I called them up about Tuesday, and I said, I have a secret mission. I'm going to pick you up at 6:00, grab Blackie, and we're going. And Greg goes, okay. Didn't ask me, just was there. And when I got there, I said, this is what we're going to do. We got to help these bars and everything. Think, where do we go? And Blackie is like, I know exactly where to go. So we went to all these bars. We were basically the only people in the mm-hmm. bars. Mm. We went to Loretta's on Lansdowne.
Sure, Loretta's last call.
You know how big that place is?
Yeah.
We were literally the only one sitting there.
It's so heartbreaking.
They have great french fries, by the way.
They really do. I saw you went to J.J. Foley's, too, and I have spent many a nights at Mr. J.J. Foley's.
Legendary.
And I just feel like that's one of the places that's so local. I mean, that's where you go when you turn 21. That's what you do. And that's just the fact that you knew that's one of those small businesses, that if that went away, I don't know what the next generation would do. That breaks my heart to even think about.
It's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to Ernie Bach Jr. And, you know, you talk about small businesses and what you and your dad built here in New England with a small business is pretty special, too.
Right. My grandfather, actually, I'm third generation.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, my grandfather started the business in 1938 with a gas station on Route 1. And that building now is Newberry Comics on Route 1.
Wow.
Same building. I rent that to Mike Dries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in 1938, he started the business. And then in the early to mid-40s, a bookkeeper, that's what they called them back then, a bookkeeper stole $10,000 from the company.
Wow.
And we were going out. Just, that was it. That would have destroyed the money, I mean, the company.
Right.
My father went to all the banks, all the big banks in Boston. Nobody would give him the money. And this guy pulled up, because it was a gas station, this guy pulled up, and it sounds crazy, but the guy pulled up and said, "Hey, you look so glum. What's up?" And my father said, "Well, we're closed, and we have a little bit of a problem. We can't get anybody at the bank." And the gentleman was Dominic Sansone, vice president of New England Merchants Bank. He talked to my father, and he said, I'll lend you the money."
No,
wow.
And they were best friends. When I was a kid, like, Dominic was always over. They were best friends until the end. Dominic died first, and then my father died.
Mm, wow.
So a little infusion at a critical time can make it or break it.
So, Ernie, what have you been doing during this pandemic to keep yourself busy and not, you know, go a little stir crazy? I'm sure we all have. What do you do to keep yourself busy?
I stay home a lot. I mean, I've been staying home.
We all stay home. What do you do?
2 years before the pandemic, though.
Oh, believe
I've been
quarantining since before it was cool. But
yeah.
You know, what do you do in there when you're told you have to stay home? It's different from just staying home in your own.
Well, I got a dog.
Okay, nice. Perfection.
I got a dog, and that's like having another kid.
Yep.
Has kids, just like having another kid. So that's good. And I've been working on my house. You know.
Cool.
Well, I got to tell you, I just wanted to say thank you for doing this. It's
Seriously.
Incredible to write that $1 million check. I've had a chance to chat with your son, Alex, here and there over the years. And I think you can tell.
They love you guys.
I can tell you.
My daughter. And
It says a lot about, you know, a parent to know what a kid is like. And if you know somebody's kid, you can tell a lot about their parents. And they're just really good, kids. So, yeah. Well, that is awesome. And let's challenge some other local businesses. Maybe Jordan's Furniture. You're out there. Let's write a check for $1 million. I'm getting some text messages, challenges. That would be awesome. Help out the Barstool Fund, right?
Yes. Way out, Elliot.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Ernie. It was great to talk to you.
Ernie.
Thank you.
All right. There he goes. Ernie Bach Jr. just Venmoing $1 million to somebody.
That's just wild.
And keeping it local with a 21 tip challenge. Like, I just love. I love that he's going to local places.
I wonder if he's on Venmo, if I could just send him a request right now.
I wonder if his own jingles ever get stuck in his head, because they get stuck in mine all the time.
Oh, yeah. Which one stands out?
Ernie Bach Jr.
Everything you're looking for.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.